it's not about, you know, just having chicken and rice every single meal and workouts every single day, like being restrictive. So we set boundaries with ourselves. We're healthy, but also there's a time and a place to enjoy ourselves.
Gentlemen, real quick, if you like what you're hearing, let's connect on social media because I give so much more value on there. My Instagram is DannyCavs4, that's Danny, C-A-V-S-4, and Facebook is Danny Cavallaro, that's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O. And I'll be expecting a follow from you, but without further ado, let's get into the episode.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Men's Fat Loss Made Easy podcast, where I'm here to give you the best tips and tricks that you could use on your fat loss journey today. We're going to be talking about some proper balance when it comes to fitness and nutrition. I have a good friend here, lives in my building, Alex. Alex, what is going on, man? How are you?
What's going on? I'm excited to be on this podcast. Definitely excited to have this conversation with
you. Let's go. I love it, dude. So my podcast knows who I am, right? And you're a stranger, but live in the building. He's a great guy. And so just kind of a little bit about yourself, like where are you from, what you do for work, stuff like that, just general stuff.
No doubt. I am originally from Boston or just outside of Boston.
Yep.
Grew up, raised there, and lived my entire life there until about 10 months ago when I got a job down here in the financial industry. And I moved down here and into this building, mm-hmm. Society, Flo now, in Fort Lauderdale. And it's been nothing but a blast. Certainly moving to a new place is definitely an adjustment that needs to be made, but I think it's gone about as well as it. And yeah, I'm just so excited to be here. And I love South Florida.
Love it, dude. No, me too. I know I moved to South Florida like a year and a half ago, and we're both from the Northeast. So we're coming from cold and, you know, it's warmer now. So it's good vibes. We love that. And yeah, man, 100%. And so we brought Alex on today because he is definitely one that knows about proper balance when it comes to fitness, nutrition, you know, like myself, struggled, you know, as all of you listening know, gained 30 pounds and was a struggle for me. And with Alex, it's kind of been like a little bit of a struggle before, but now he's doing a lot better and he has some lessons to teach, as do I. And we're going to kind of get into proper balance when it comes to fitness and nutrition. So the first thing Alex really mentioned to me, the biggest thing, is longevity, guys, because when we think about really fitness, it can't just be like short term. So Alex, do you want to like talk a little bit more about why you brought that up? Why is that important to you? Maybe like past history with yourself?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'm not one who necessarily looked at something and said, okay, I have this issue. It needs to be solved in regards to my weight, in regards to my eating habits, in regards to my fitness activity.
Right.
I just kind of, there were times I would say in high school and college where I just kind of really didn't focus on the future. I never really thought about what life would look like moving forward. And then eventually, towards the end of college, I'd say, and maybe even around the time I had moved down here, I got to a point where I'm like, you know what? I could be a little bit healthier for sure.
Right.
Because I put all my ideas of that in the background. Like I've been working out for like a solid period of time, but you know, there were still times where I felt a little bit like shit physically and mentally. And that's because I hadn't really, you know, fulfilled my potential in that sense. And again, that's where I'm going with longevity.
Yeah.
I still haven't, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's something that I have just now more conscientiously been working on.
For sure.
And sort of looking to better myself on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, but not looking at it from perspective of I need to achieve this now and then it's going to be achieved. No, it's about developing that habit,
right?
That habit for long term, and so that you can enjoy it moving forward.
Yeah, no, very well said. I appreciate you opening up about that. And I think my biggest takeaway from that is because I know a lot of guys listening, like they want that short term success, right? And maybe it's like a vacation coming up. I just signed a client, like he's going in the police force, so he has a test coming up, has to join the test. And it's like these achievements are good for these time frames for motivation, but then after that, just kind of like what you said, it's like, what's next, right? And you kind of lose that motivation. You lose that drive. So it's about longevity. And just like briefly, you know, a couple more things with that. I have a question. So how can guys listening right now focus more on longevity, you know, instead of the short-term results?
I think the biggest thing that I would say, I wouldn't necessarily focus on setting short-term goals. And not necessarily erasing all your short-term goals, because that could be an extreme and that could be disadvantageous. But I would definitely say that if you prioritize sort of accomplishing, I'm trying to find the right way to say this, but I remember I listened to a quote saying that we underestimate what we can do in 10 years, whereas we overestimate what we can do in a month. Let's say that person has a trip coming up in which he wants to look a certain way.
Right.
And so he overestimates how much he can really accomplish in a week or two. And unfortunately, if that person doesn't get it done in that time span, then that could then cause a negative spiral, which bring him back to a position that is even worse than when he started this process.
Right.
So what I would say is be happy with little wins and don't expect perfection and don't expect being able to achieve the entirety of what you want to achieve in a short span of time. I definitely have had to come to terms with that.
Yeah, I like that. And no, I 100% agree with that. Like, you know, it might be hard, but maybe not having those short-term goals, because if it's challenging for you to always stick to them, just thinking about the longevity of where you're trying to bring this journey. So I really do like that. 100% longevity is key. The next thing we do want to bring up, guys, is the 80-20 rule. You probably heard this from me before on this podcast, but it's big for Alex as well. And especially like even where we live in the same building in South Florida. There's a lot going on, you know, there's restaurants and, you know, bars, and we try to have fun. So it's not about, you know, just having chicken and rice every single meal and workouts every single day, like being restrictive. So we set boundaries with ourselves. We're healthy, but also there's a time and a place to enjoy ourselves. And the 80-20 rule with, honestly, just like we could talk about mostly nutrition. This can relate to even just like with exercise itself, but we'll focus on nutrition here. And that's 80% like whole food ingredients, staying healthy, close to nature, and then 20% is processed foods, right? And yes, we're still saying have some processed foods, like have some of your favorite foods in moderation, but it's just that 20%. So can you talk about that and how that helped you?
Yeah, I want to say it's funny. I would say that at this point in my life, I pretty consistently follow this 80-20 rule or whatever ratio you want to call it, but I'm mostly eating whole foods. And over time, my cravings for processed food kind of went down. So a lot of this is really mental, right? And that's not to say that if I have processed foods, I won't enjoy it as much as I used to. I'll enjoy it the exact same amount. But I would say when you start to develop certain habits, you stay consistent with them, even if it's for just a short portion of time. The way your brain sees different foods and just the way you enjoy things, it changes. The biggest thing with the 80-20 rule is don't be too hard on yourself. Definitely enjoy that 20. That 20 is just as important. Definitely have that drink if you want. Definitely have that ice cream. I mean, otherwise, how could you even enjoy the regular, consistent, healthy grind? The biggest thing, though, I would say is just getting into a consistent rhythm, because I'm no special case. I would say that the way my brain works is probably pretty similar to the way the majority of people's works. And I would say that after a consistent period of time, you're really going to appreciate the 80 side just as much as the 20.
I love that. Yeah, 100%, dude. I could agree, because once we give ourselves that permission, I think that's the biggest thing, to have some of that 20, it makes us enjoy the healthy stuff even more. And I know with me, like I used to hate like the salads and the healthy stuff, but now I know like if I can be creative with it and actually make it taste good, and I know that it's healthy, it's getting me better. I love that. It tastes better.
And I guess where I was going was, think we're used to the idea that healthy foods actually taste good. Our brains associate the word healthy with lettuce and
exactly.
No dressing.
Exactly.
That's not the case,
exactly.
Right? You can absolutely add a dressing that won't be quote unquote unhealthy. A lot of this is just words, right?
Yeah,
healthy,
no.
Unhealthy.
Yeah.
What we're talking about when it comes to fat loss is you don't want to add too many calories, right? Yes. There's things that you got to watch out for, but if you stay on track with that 80-20 rule without diving any deeper, I would say that that's probably the most accurate and the most ideal way to achieve your fitness goals while at the same time remaining emotionally happy and appreciating all the good stuff there is to offer.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, man, because there's a reason why we didn't say it's 50-50 or 100-0. Like, you know, it's like, let's focus on healthier foods, but also have that sliver to enjoy yourself of 20%. Like if you're going out, there's birthdays, events, don't just be so restrictive and don't self-sabotage. Which kind of brings me into our last point here, which is definitely not self-sabotaging. So we hope it all made sense so far. Longevity, the 80-20 rule, it's a lot of just like mindset, mental stuff, especially this last part here with not self-sabotaging. And Alex, something you said that was really big was forgiveness and forgiving yourself and just giving yourself grace. Like if you quote unquote fall off track, but in reality, you didn't even like fall off track. It's just you associate.
Well, I didn't even know I was falling off.
Exactly. So we want to talk about kind of your story about that.
Yeah, I definitely want to say that our brains are all very unique and we all have different timelines in life, but it's a special moment when you kind of realize like, hey, it's okay that I was regularly partaking in a habit, but now maybe I want to change things up, right? Maybe I want to focus on bettering myself. And I truly believe that the hardest part of the whole process is accepting that you were wrong. And maybe there is an issue. And maybe in regards to fitness goals, it's like, okay, why don't I try a different approach to something? Because maybe it's not working. Our brains and bodies try to do what's familiar to us, not even necessarily what we need in the current moment, but what's familiar, right? Same with the 80-20 rule. Just same with consistency. It's like you have to be open to maybe changing things up to how you've been doing it in the past. But self-forgiveness and just the willingness to just say to yourself, maybe I don't have all the answers. Maybe I didn't all this time. That, I would say, was in my case the catalyst for my improvement in the realm of fitness and nutrition. And like I said, I don't think I'm a special case. I would imagine that this approach would work for other people. If you have fallen off track in the past, understanding that maybe it's not fully your fault and not really being too harsh on yourself for it, but instead taking the approach of, okay, I fell off track and I'm upset about it because I want to change that. And that's a good thing. And really taking that approach, putting that approach to your advantage,
right,
and giving yourself the tools to succeed mentally.
Love that, dude. Yeah, very well said. And dude, just like you said, it's a lot of brain stuff. It's a lot of psychology you've been talking about, like labeling foods with our brain and just like labeling falling off track as something bad. The only reason, guys, a lot of you are stuck overweight is just because, I'll just call it out, is like you just label falling off track as falling off track and as a bad thing. Like you just have this perspective that it's bad, you shouldn't do it. And because your brain thinks like that, then you just go into this negative spiral that's just not helping you. So that's where a lot of you guys are at. So Alex had some great points in terms of like, you just have to forgive yourself and also realize it's really not all your fault. Like a lot of you think, oh, you know, I suck, I'm low on motivation, this will never work for me. But probably you learned something in the past. You saw like an influencer or an old video where you have to cut carbs or you have to be restrictive. Like you just learned the wrong ways and maybe got educated wrong. And now you're doing that and you're wondering why you're falling off track. Does that resonate?
Certainly. I can't say that I can say that influencers have given me in the past maybe a sense, okay, this is what's healthy, this is what isn't. I mean, I've really come to realize that in the majority of cases, influencers are only for their bodies. And it's not a bad thing to sort of, you know, publicize that approach. But at the same time, people are different. And I think what others say should be taken with a grain of salt. I think at the end of the day, people should really focus on themselves and listen to what their bodies and brains are telling them. And just being true to yourself and accepting yourself, that's the key, in my opinion. But yeah, I would definitely say that cutting out fat, just cutting out carbs, doing the keto, doing this, doing that, it's not the answer.
Right.
It's not going to be the ultimate answer to all your problems, especially if it makes you miserable in the short term or in the long term, I mean, and then it derails you off the goals that you were looking to achieve. Not only, you're either back to square zero or you're in the red, but I would definitely recommend that everyone focus on balance and not short-term success when it comes to fitness and nutrition.
I love that, man. Very well said. And yeah, 100% resonate with everything we're really saying here. And a lot of just like, we can really tell, guys, if you're listening, like this is all about the longevity of your fitness journey, like losing weight, building muscle, and actually maintaining it. is the biggest thing. And that's really what we talked about today. So just to kind of recap, like we talked about longevity, we talked about the 80-20 rule, not self-sabotaging, forgiving yourself. I'm just wondering, like for you, Alex, do you have any like closing thoughts, you know, something, you know, takeaways for you that can really help the audience out listening right now?
Yeah, I would definitely say that if you're listening, that means you have a very good intention, and that intention is to better yourself when it comes to your fitness and nutrition. And you should pat yourselves on the back for that. That's excellent, right?
100%.
And it's certainly not easy. And the hardest part about it isn't the, oh, I have to eat a certain way, or, oh, I have to lift this amount or run this amount, lose this much or add this much muscle. The hard part is, how can I find a way to enjoy the process and set it up so that I can live like this long term and consistently? And it takes a lot of trial and error, no doubt. And the most important thing that I would say is, during that process of trial and error, make sure that you're not being too hard on yourself. And if you do make a mistake, I would strongly recommend you analyze that mistake and forgive yourself for it, and understand that you're taking a step forward.
No, dude, I love that. Yeah, a lot of things you said there definitely resonate. And just like, I think a big thing with this is just like giving yourself grace and continue focusing like on that long-term vision. And just like you said, instead of blaming, you know, what went wrong, like really just reassess it and just keep going forward. Like that's really all it is.
Forward. Yeah. You don't have a choice.
No, 100%. That's where people fall off. Like a lot of guys think they have to be so perfect, but
no one is.
Yeah, no one is. And literally the only way you'll fail is if you give up, if you just throw in the towel, if you stop showing up, you stop eating, if you just completely give up instead of just moving forward. So definitely love that. And yeah, any closing thoughts, man?
No, man. I'm really happy to have been on your podcast today. I like what you're doing. And I hope that those of you who are listening out there are really taking advantage of Danny's tips. I certainly trust him.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. And I hope everyone has a great evening. Perfect. And best of luck.
Awesome. Love it, Alex. We appreciate you. And thanks for the kind words, man. It means a lot. Yeah, let us know in the, I don't even know if you could comment on a podcast, maybe like somewhere, but let us know if you want Alex back. You should definitely come back, man. You should do another one. This was awesome. I like, you know, jiving with somebody. Usually it's just me.
Happy to join.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So, dude, you want to share Instagram? You have a username?
Yeah, absolutely. My Instagram is, let me actually double
check. Pull it
check.
Up. He's going to pull it up.
Let's see it. Yep, that's what I thought it was.
Okay.
It's A_DUK25. Feel free to follow and message me if you'd like to get more in the weeds in regards to my advice on fitness and nutrition. I feel like I have a lot of helpful advice when it comes to that, just through my own experience. I hope everyone has a great evening, and thanks again for having me, Danny.
Of course, dude. Of course. Yeah, everybody, that is it. We appreciate you. Peace, love, and protein. God bless, and thank you so much. Talk to you on the next episode. See you.
Guys, I really hope this episode helped you. And if you want even more value on how to lose weight, have more energy, feel your best, and build some muscle in the process, follow me on Instagram at DannyCavs4. That's Danny, CAVS4. And Facebook at Danny Cavallaro. That's Danny, CAVALLARO. I would love to connect so I can better help you reach your fitness goals. I appreciate you.